Okay, Bam Bam, here's one right over the old plate-a-roo. Oh, boy, Bam Bam, what a hit. Hey, Fred!
I'll get it! Yow! Help! Help! Let go!
What is going on?
Get me out of here!
Well, Fred, is that you?
I cannot understand it. She already had a big dinner.
Well, maybe she's having Fred for dessert.
Treetop, when the wind blows, the cradle will. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall, and down will come baby cradle. Dino, please take over. Maybe you'll have better luck. Thanks, Dino. Fran, what are we doing tonight? Are we going anyplace?
Why? Do we have to go someplace?
Okay, then we'll invite somebody over here.
Well, that's even worse. Why do we always have to have company?
You're right, Fred.
For once, let's spend a nice, quiet evening at home.
That's all right with me, dear.
Oh, darn. I was hoping to have the evening off.
I wonder who that can be.
Telegram for Mr. Fred Flintstone.
Hi, Mr. Flintstone. It's been a long time since I got a telegram. Do they still tip you guys?
No, I just do this for laughs. I'm really an eccentric millionaire.
All right, wise guy, here's a dime.
A dime? Gee, thanks. Thanks a lot. Now I can resume my education. I was an elementary dropout.
Fresh kid.
Fred, what's the matter? Is it bad news?
Oh, brother, I'll say. It's from that hillbilly, Jethro Hatrock. He's coming here to blast me.
What? Arrive Bedrock Thursday the 8th. Looking forward to seeing you. Regards, Jethro Hatrock. Oh, dear.
Wilma, what are we going to do?
But, Fred, this doesn't sound like he means you any harm.
Have you forgotten about the Flintstone-Hatrock feud? He's the sworn enemy of us Flintstones. This feud's been going on for 100 years. I'm getting out of here.
But you always said this cave was your castle.
Who cares? I gotta get out of here.
Fred, be sensible. You can't up and leave just because one of the Hatrocks is coming to town.
Yeah, you're right. I'll stay here and fight. I'll defend my castle. And I'll get Barney to help me. Barney will be glad to help. He's my true friend. He won't let me down. Hello, Barney. I need your help, Barney. A guy is coming to town to kill me. Hello? Hello? How do you like that? He must have been cut off. Okay, it's D-Day and almost H hour. But we're ready for him. No Hatrock can get in here now.
Fred, this is ridiculous. The Hatrocks wouldn't carry on their feud here. This isn't Arkenstone.
Don't kid yourself, Wilma. No matter where the Hatrocks go, it's open season on Flintstones. Shh, shh, shh. I hear something. He's coming. Women and children to the rear.
Oh, dear.
Just a minute, Dino. You are neither a woman nor a children.
Flintstone, it's me, Jethro Hatrock.
It's no use, Hatrock. I got the place barricaded. A Sherman tank couldn't even get in.
We meet again, Flintstone.
No.
Fred! Dad. Are you all right?
Howdy, Fred, old pal.
Pal? Did you hear that, Wilma? He called me pal.
Of course. Jethro's not here to hurt you or feud with you, Fred.
No? And what's he doing here?
I'm on my way to the World's Fair. Just dropped by to say howdy. Can't stay but a minuet.
You can't? Well, gee, that's too bad, Jethro. I was hoping you could visit with us for a spell. At least spend the night. You know you're welcome.
You mean that?
Of course. As that old saying goes, be my guest. Oh, boy.
One day the Hat Rocks are your mortal enemies, and the next day you got them as house guests. I don't get it, Fred.
It's easy, Barney. I got a big mouth.
I second that.
Well, all I can say is these rocks aren't the most comfortable things to sit on. Can't we go inside?
There's no place to sit in there. Those Hat Rocks are everywhere.
Hey, Barney, it's almost time to watch the fights. Come on.
I'm with you, Fred.
Hiya, folks. Hey, Barney and me came in to watch the fights on TV.
Fights? I don't see no fights on that there TV box. That is Clem Cadiddlerock, the famous slack-jawed TV troubadour.
It's on the other channel. I'll get it.
Don't touch that dial, you varmint!
Yes, sir. Oh, well, we can always read about the fight in the paper tomorrow, Fred.
No, Barney, we can see it as soon as this show is over.
Cheer up, Fred. They're only here for one night, you know.
Quiet!
I can't remember the last time I saw the sun come up. These Hat Rocks certainly believe in getting up early.
Dang, Critter! Next trip we take, I'm leaving her in the kettle.
I wouldn't miss seeing them all for the world. This is going to be the happiest goodbye of my life.
Well, Flintstone, looks like we is all loaded up and ready to get.
Come on, Pa. Stop your lollygagging.
Okay, hold on to your britches. That there sack is a caution. We can't leave early enough for him.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
What Fred means is there's nothing like an early start.
Yeah. Well, so long, folkses, and thank you for your hospitality.
Bye.
You're welcome, Jethro. I'm just sorry you have to leave so soon.
You mean that?
Well, I was just telling Wilma one night is hardly any time at all. Too bad you couldn't stay a week.
Well, it looks like Mr. Big Mouth strikes again.
Sleep. Come on, sleep.
Oh, one night is hardly any time at all. Too bad you couldn't stay a week.
All right. You don't have to rub it in.
Eat up, folks. There's plenty more.
Thanks for the food, pal. You saved my life. I tell you, those Hat Rocks eat like a herd of locusts.
I never saw such appetites. The only thing left in the icebox is a half a head of lettuce.
Hey, Flintstone, you got any more of that there fancy shaving cream?
Why? Don't tell me you're gonna shave again.
Nope, it's for Granny. She says it goes great on lettuce.
Well, that takes care of the lettuce.
How long are your guests staying?
They should be leaving tomorrow. Blabbermouth here invited them to stay for a week.
Well, I didn't really invite them. They just took advantage of my...
stupidity?
I was going to say good nature.
Bam, 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 bam!
Hey, Bam Bam, what's the matter? I thought you were playing with pebbles.
Bam, 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 Bam.
Oh, he's upset about something. I better go investigate.
Bam, 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 Bam.
Bam, Bam, don't tell me you're jealous. Go over and show Pebbles what you can do.
Any minute, any minute, any.
What's the matter, Slab? That little city slicker beating your time? Well, I'll fix you. Oh, don't mess with him, Slab. Well, he's the strongest kid in the world.
There it is, Wilma.
The Dinosaurs Club Cafe.
Yeah, Italian cuisine. The spaghetti and rock balls here is out of this world.
Good, I'm starved.
I'm so sorry, senor and senora, but we all are closed up.
Closed? But it's only 7 o'clock.
Si, senor, but we had a party of 5, and they ate everything in sight. In fact, they still had it.
How do you like that?
Oh, look, they got the latest bug music. I just love that swinging group, the Four Insects.
Yeah, and how about those wild haircuts they got?
I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. He said, yeah, yeah, yeah. She said, yeah, yeah, yeah. We said, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Music.
We can't stand bug music.
That bug music drives us plumb loco.
Cease fire!
Sheesh! I just play them. I don't pick them.
You ready, Jethro?
Let's go!
I guess they don't care for bug music.
Yeah.
Oh, we're starved. Didn't they leave anything at all?
As a matter of fact, they did. The check. They signed your name.
No, that doesn't. I'm telling those hat rocks off just as soon as we get home.
Oh, boy. Deadbeats.
Now, look here, you.
Well, look at who's here. If it ain't our horse Pitiable Holt. It ain't gonna be easy saying goodbye to you tomorrow, Freddy Bowie.
Huh?
Yep, we're pushing off tomorrow.
Well, has it been a week already? Time sure flies.
Yep, much as we hate to leave you, we uns just gotta catch the World's Fair.
Gotta get there before the fair closes.
Oh, well, you don't have to worry about that. The fair's gonna be there for 2 more years yet.
You mean that?
Well, that is...
Well, then there ain't no rush at all. We can stay till hog branding time.
Did you say hog branding time?
That's correct. Hog branding time.
Oh, yeah. Hog branding time.
Did you tell them off? When are they leaving?
I don't know. When is hog branding time?
Hog branding time? I don't know when it is, but it doesn't sound like tomorrow.
I was afraid of that. Now, Bam Bam, I'll toss the ball to you, and you try to hit it to Daddy. Okay, Bam, here's the pitch. Uh-oh, it's going over into Fred's yard. Hey, Fred! Hey, would you get that ball, please? Got it, Barn!
Nice catch, Mr. Flintstone.
Oh, Mr. Gruesome, nice sunny day, isn't it?
Yes, if you like sunny days.
What's that you're doing?
I'm feeding one of my prize-winning little man-eating plants.
Hungry little devils, aren't they?
They like lots of meat.
Hey, Fred! How about the ball?
Oh, yeah, okay, Barney. Here it is.
Thanks, Fred. Okay, Bam Bam. Here's one right over the old plate room. Oh, boy.
boy, Bam Bam, what a hit! Hey, Fred!
I'll get it! I'll get it! Yow! Help! Help! Let go! Let go!
What is going on?
Get me out of here!
Oh, Fred, is that you?
I cannot understand it. She already had a big dinner.
Well, maybe she's having Fred for dessert.
All right, you little rascal, you let the nice man go. Come on, down, baby. That's the good girl. Come on, come on, now the ball. She wasn't hungry. She just wanted to play. Here's your ball, Fred.
Thank you. Jeez, what a place. Boy, could that yard use a good mowing. You could lose a whole family in there with all those men eating plants around.
You ain't kidding, I... Did you say lose a family?
Say, Mr. Gruesome!
Yes, Fred?
How would you like to do your neighbor a big favor, huh?
Why, sure, Mr. Flintstone. Always like to be neighborly.
Well, now that's right friendly. Did y'all hear that? Williams is all invited over to the neighbors for a barbecue.
For true, Pa.
That is what the man said. He did.
Yeah, the Gruesome's got quite a place. Wait till you see his garden. Ha, ha, ha. You will have a ball.
Sounds like fun. Can we go dressed like this, or is it informal?
It's all set. As soon as the Hat Rocks see our Gruesome neighbors and their man-eating plants, they'll get so scared they'll be gone in no time.
I hope so, because if they're around much longer, the old Flintstone-Hat Rock feud is liable to start again.
Oh, they wouldn't do anything to start that.
No, but I would.
Ah, Cripella, my dear. You don't look at all well today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you look a little frightening.
Oh, you men with your flattery.
Say, Fred, you did not bring much meat. We have a lot of people here.
Don't worry, Mr. Gruesome. Them Hat Rocks won't be here long.
Hey, Mr. Gruesome, you know that fierce alligator you got out in the back?
Ah, wait till they see him. They'll be out of here like a herd of jackrabbits.
Gee, I don't know, Fred. They tied a tin can to his tail and they're chasing him all over the yard.
What?
That, my dear boy, is positively ridiculous.
Let me hold him for a while, Granny, please.
Leave that poor critter alone. He's plumb tuckered out.
There must be something around here that'll scare them.
Yeah, there's gotta be something.
Bring on that barbecue food. Smells mighty good.
But you're gonna rustle up some more of them burgies, ain't you, Mr. Gruesome? Fred!
Okay, I'll get some more.
And we likes our burgies extra rare, so you don't have to cook them.
Yes, sir.
You're a mighty fine host, Mr. Gruesome.
Don't worry, Fred. Just wait till they see Gobby's octopus. That'll scare them.
Yeah, wait till they get a load of that monster. Hey, Gobby.
Yes, Mr. Flintstone.
How about showing our guests your octopus?
I did.
Hey, Flintstone, how's about getting a picture of this for the folks back home?
Oh, boy. Looks like your idea ain't working out too good, huh, Fred?
Yeah.
But the food's a big success. They've already gone through $30 worth of Bronto burgers and $12 worth of grape juice.
Well, let's face it, Bon, those Hat Rocks don't scare easy.
Hey, Ma! Zach! Look on me! I like to play it with spirit.
You're right, Fred. Instead of being scared, they seem to enjoy it.
And take it easy, Pappy. I'll help you. You let your Pappy be. Go find your own plane.
Look at cheer. I believe this thing loves me.
They sure are mighty friendly critters. Stay here, Slab, while Granny talks to our charming hostess. Ah, Mrs. Gruesome, my dear. You're going to have to let me take a sprig of this year plant home with me. It makes a real fine babysitter. Mind your manners. Oh, Mr. Gruesome, I don't want to spoil this here lovely party, but there's something down that well.
Oh, that's only Uncle Ghastly. He lives down there.
Uncle Ghastly lives down in the well?
Yes, he's on Crepella's side of the family. He is full of laughs.
Well, thanks for the use of the yard, neighbor.
You're quite welcome, Fred, old boy. I'm sorry that we didn't make the wrong impression on the Hat Rocks.
Imagine them liking us. Weirdly, you don't suppose we're losing our touch?
Oh, no, Crepella. We're just as repulsive as ever we were.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, it's just that them Hat Rocks are kind of peculiar people.
Yeah, but there's got to be some way of getting rid of them.
I don't know, Fred. Everything we do for them, they like.
Yeah, the only thing we found that they don't like is bug music.
Bug music?
Yeah, bug music drives them crazy.
I don't blame them.
Oh, yes, that music is even more gruesome than we are.
Yeah, that's it, Barney.
Huh?
Come on, we got work to do.
Hurry up, Barney. All set, Fred. Now let's fix the telephone.
Make it snappy, Barney.
Right, Fred. I'll have it fixed in a jiffy. Okay, Fred. Let's go.
All set, group?
All set.
Hey, Fred. The Gruesomes are all set, too.
Good. A one. A two.
I said yeah, yeah, yeah. He said yeah, yeah, yeah. She said yeah, yeah, yeah.
To the Gruesome.
Yeah, there are kind of people.
Jumpin' Jehoshaphat, there's more of them critters.
Skip on it, Paul. It's only 2 more miles to the World's Fair.
At the World's Fair, bug music with them 4 insects.
It's for the hills.
Flintstones.